It's Tuesday, March 5th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The communist persecutions of the early reign Covenant Church in China are descending into the inhumane, the barbaric, and the diabolical. A church deacon and a Christian journalist have gone missing. Pastor Wang Yi's nearly 74-year-old mother was violently beaten by Officer Zhang Junhu, Officer ID 075557, several weeks ago. 300 Christian churchgoers have been arrested thus far. The police have pressured the employers of 10 believers to fire them. 9 Christians have been beaten, including a nursing mother who was beaten for 12 hours at the police station as she held her baby in her arms. Also, more than 30 children under 14 years old have been locked up at the police station, some for several days, and 12 Christians remain in prison. The church's Facebook page asks for prayer that the Lord would give these brothers and sisters strength, endurance, and faithfulness, and that they would not lose hope in the gospel. Also, they are asking prayer for the police officers and community officers that are doing the persecuting. If you'd like to support the persecuted families monetarily, please contact this radio program directly at host@generations.org. Hebrews 13, verse 3 says, "Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them." Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has tossed his hat into the presidential ring for the 2020 Democrat nomination. He joins a crowded race, which at this point includes Senator Cory Booker, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Kamala Harris, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Bernie Sanders, and Senator Elizabeth Warren. The Connecticut state government is working on a bill that would more strictly regulate homeschooling families. Senate Bill 874 would require all home educators in the state to have a face-to-face meeting with a school official as part of registering their children as homeschooled students in the state. South Dakota is considering a bill that would require all homeschoolers to pass a test before graduating from high school. This would be the first regulation of its kind in the nation. Plus, the state of Maine is considering legislation to lower the compulsory education age from 7 to 6. Keith Flint, lead singer for the pioneering electronic band Prodigy, died by suicide, according to band member Liam Howlett. The BBC called Flint a, quote, "demonic focal point for their live shows," end quote. The band sold over 30 million albums over a 28-year career. Known as the Godfather of Rave, Keith Flint is dead. He was 49 years old. He had famously said, quote, "when I'm done, I'll kill myself," end quote. Hebrews 9:27 says, "it is appointed once for man to die, and after that, the judgment." The power of God was witnessed when multiple tornadoes hit just south of Opelika, Alabama on Sunday afternoon, killing 23 people and wounding others. Residents were given only a 5-minute warning before the devastation began flattening houses. One house was identified some 1,000 yards from its foundation, according to a report from CNN. An elderly woman stood in the complete destruction of her trailer and expressed her thanksgiving to God for saving her life and the life of her family via Facebook video.
I thank the Lord. You tell God thank you, King King. You hear me, boy?
Yeah, watch the wires.
You hear me? Tell God thank you. Tell God thank you.
Amen. A Colorado high school male wrestler has forfeited what could have been the statewide championship when he refused to wrestle a female. Brendan Johnston lost only one match in 43 competitions, but in the end gave up his hope for the championship by refusing to wrestle Angel Rios. The Colorado Springs wrestler explained to the Denver Post his discomfort with wrestling a young woman as, quote, "the physical contact. There's a lot of it in wrestling. And I guess the physical aggression, too. I don't want to treat a young lady like that on the mat. Or off the mat," end quote. The forfeit came on the third round consolation match in the Colorado State Wrestling Championships at the Pepsi Center on February 23rd in Denver. The scriptures recommend a special honor for women. "Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, 1 Peter 3:7. And finally, the Coal City Fire Department in West Virginia reports a fire that burned a church early Sunday morning. The department posted this remark on Facebook, quote, "Though odds were against us, God was not." Picture this, a building so hot that at one point in time, firefighters had to back out. In your mind, everything should be burned. Ashes. Not a single Bible was burned, and not a single cross was harmed. Not a single firefighter was hurt, end quote. The church that burned was Freedom Ministries Church, which is located in Grandview, a mountain town in West Virginia. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, March 5th in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.